It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Framework deal reached in Iran nuclear talks. Iran and six world powers have agreed to key parameters for a preliminary deal aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program following 8 days of talks in Lausanne, Switzerland. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says this crucial decision will lay the basis for reaching a final agreement by the June 30th deadline. In Washington, President Barack Obama said the deal, if fully implemented, will block every pathway that Iran can take to build a nuclear weapon.
International inspectors will have unprecedented access not only to Iranian nuclear facilities, but to the entire supply chain that supports Iran's nuclear program, from uranium mills that provide the raw materials to the centrifuge production and storage facilities that support the program. If Iran cheats, the world will know it.
The White House says Mr. Obama telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to assure him the framework in no way diminishes U.S. concerns over Iranian sponsorship of terrorism and threats against Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who directly negotiated with the Iranians, called the framework a solid foundation for a final deal that ensures Iran's nuclear program remains exclusively peaceful. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden Thursday, seizing the presidential palace in the key southern port city. Earlier Thursday, al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen, freeing 300 inmates. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's northern Sinai Thursday, killing at least 15 soldiers and 2 civilians. Dozens of others were wounded. There's been no claim of responsibility.